Welcome to episode 436 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Doubt is an experience common to all people. Even those with faith in God struggle with doubt on occasion, and say with the man in Mark 9, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Some people are hindered greatly by doubt. Some see it as a springboard to life, and others see it as an obstacle to overcome. The Bible has something to say about the cause of doubt and provides examples of people who struggled with it. Classical humanism says that doubt, while uncomfortable, is absolutely essential for life. René Descartes, the French philosopher, mathematician, scientist, and lay Catholic who invented analytic geometry, once said, "If you would be a real seeker after truth, it is necessary that at least once in your life you doubt, as far as possible, all things." This is similar to what the founder of Buddhism said, "Doubt everything. Find your own light." If we take their advice, we would have to doubt what they said, which seems rather contradictory. Instead of taking the advice of skeptics and false teachers, we will see what the Bible has to say. A working definition of doubt is to lack confidence, to consider unlikely. The very first expression of doubt in the Bible is in Genesis 3, when Satan tempted Eve. God had given a clear command regarding the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and had specified the consequence of disobedience. Satan introduced doubt into Eve's mind when he asked, "Did God actually say you should not eat of any tree in the garden?" He wanted her to lack confidence in God's command. When she affirmed God's command, including the consequences, Satan replied with a denial, which is a stronger statement of doubt. "You will not surely die." Doubt is a tool of the enemy to make us lack confidence in God's word and consider his judgment unlikely. Lest we think that we can lay all of the blame on Satan, the Bible clearly holds us accountable for our own doubts. When Zechariah was visited by the angel of the Lord and told that he would have a son, he doubted the word given to him. He logically assumed that he and his wife were too old to have children. And in response to his doubt, the angel said he would be mute until the day God's promise was fulfilled. Zechariah doubted God's ability to overcome natural obstacles. Many people today share the same doubt. Anytime we allow human reason to overshadow faith in God, sinful doubt is the result. No matter how logical our reasons may seem, the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 20, that God has made foolish the wisdom of the world, and his seemingly foolish plans are far wiser than man's. Faith is trusting God, even when his plan goes against human reason or experience. Contrary to the humanistic view that doubt is essential to life, the Bible says that doubt is a destroyer of life. James, in the first chapter of his epistle, tells us that when we ask God for wisdom, we are to ask in faith without doubt. If we doubt God's ability to respond to our request, what will be the point of asking in the first place? God says that if we doubt while we ask, we will not receive anything from him because we are unstable. James 1 verse 6, "But let him ask in faith without doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind." The remedy for doubt is faith, and faith comes by hearing the word of God. God gave us the Bible as a testimony of his works in the past, so we will have a reason to trust him in the present. The psalmist writes in Psalm 77 verse 11, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago." For us to have faith in God, we must study to know what he has said. Once we have an understanding of what God has done in the past, what he has promised us for the present, what we can expect from him in the future, we are able to act in faith instead of doubt. Perhaps the most famous doubter in the Bible was Thomas, who declared that he would not believe that the Lord was resurrected unless he could see and touch Jesus himself. This declaration earned him the title Doubting Thomas, a term which remains as a part of the zeitgeist today. When he later saw Jesus and believed, he received this gentle rebuke. Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We can have confidence even in the things we cannot see because God has proven himself faithful, true, and able. There are two primary ways Christians can stop doubting God. The first is reading the Bible. In order to stop doubting, trust must be built. But it is hard to trust a stranger or even an occasional acquaintance. When salvation occurs and the Holy Spirit takes up residence in one's heart, it is just the beginning of a lifelong journey and beyond of getting to know God. The primary way of knowing God is reading the Bible. One thing that the Bible makes abundantly clear is that God is faithful, trustworthy, and good. As we fill our minds with the proofs of God's power and love through history, we are better able to overcome doubt. Romans 10 verse 17, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. The Bible is unique because it is God-breathed, which means the words on the page may look ordinary, but they're inspired by the Holy Spirit. God's word even judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Bible reading encourages us, satisfies and sustains us, and guides us through life better than any GPS. The Bible reveals God to us, what he's like, what he loves, and what he hates. And the more a believer knows about the person of God, the more his faith will increase, and the less he will doubt. How can you make Bible reading or Bible listening a more integral part of your life? How can you discipline yourself to begin and end your days in God's Word? The second way Christians can stop doubting God is prayer. Prayer may be the most difficult discipline to develop in the believer's life, but it is also the most rewarding. Our reading of Scripture should prompt our praying. In Daniel 9 verses 2 to 3 we read, I, Daniel, understood from the Scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. In other words, Daniel knew from Scripture that God was going to end Israel's captivity, and that knowledge spurred him to pray. Why did Daniel pray for what he already knew would happen? Because Daniel knew that God uses the prayers of his people in the working out of his eternal purposes. If God is so benevolent that he would allow us such an important place in his plan for this world, surely we can trust him to hear our prayers and answer them. Not only does God hear our prayers, but whatever we ask in accordance with his will shall come to pass, according to Luke 11 verses 9 to 13. Our prayers should be made daily, in a quiet place with no distractions. It's good to keep a prayer journal. There's no need to write down every detail of your prayers, but do write some of your petitions, and when God answers, write that down also. It won't be long before you have a bona fide record of how God supernaturally speaks to the lives of his children through answered prayer. This can be a tremendous help in overcoming doubt. God doesn't want his people to doubt him. He wants them to be confident in his love, his watchfulness, and protection. Do not hesitate to call to him. He has promised to answer. Jesus himself promises us in Matthew 21 verse 22, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Father, give us an extra measure of faith that can dispel our doubts. Help us to spend more time in the Word and more time in prayer so that our faith will grow. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.